when you're driving a horse, what do you hold in your hand?
A buggy whip. A whip.
All right, but not the
buggy
whip.
Not a reins.
Okay.
Reins.
Is that what you got a horse with?
Sure.
Okay, what do you put your feet into when you're riding horseback?
Stirrup.
If you have two horses, the horse on the left is called?
On the left,
yes.
Lead. The lead horse.
All right. If something's not right near at hand, you'd say it's just a little?
Hole.
Okay. How, do you say a little ways off or a little piece off? Or?
Well, I would say a little ways, a little piece off.
Okay. If you've been traveling and not finished your journey, you might say that I've got a, some way to go before dark. How would you express that? You've been traveling and you're not quite there. You'd say, man, before dark, I've got a...
lay over. Find a place to sit.
Okay. Would you say a long ways to go or a fur piece?
I'd say a long ways to go.
All right. You don't use the term a fur piece?
No.
Okay. If something is very common and you don't have to look for it in a special place, you can say, well, you'd find that just about
anywhere.
If he slipped on the ice and fell this way, you'd say he fell
backwards.
And he fell this
backwards.
Way.
Backwards.
Okay. if I ask you, did you catch any fish, you'd say no.
There wasn't biting.
All right, would you say I didn't catch any or didn't catch a one or?
None.
Okay. Not a one.
Not a one.
Have you ever heard anybody use the word nary? Didn't catch nary one.
I've heard it, but I never used nary.
Well, does it mean, it means none too,
none,
doesn't it?
None.
Okay.
It means, that's an old dialect.
A schoolboy might say of a scolding teacher, why is she blaming me,
I ain't done nothing.
That's what they say all the time.
Hey, I ain't done nothing. And by the way, she gonna whip him, says, don't whip me, I ain't done nothing.
Someone apologizes for breaking your yard rake, you'd say, oh, that's all right, I didn't like it.
Didn't like it.
I didn't like that old rake.
Wasn't no good.
All right, would you say anyhow or no way or at all?
At all, okay. I would say.
A crying child might say, he was eating candy and he didn't give me.
None.
You say, now that boy's really spoiled up. When he's really spoiled. When he grows up, he's liable to have his trouble. Why would you talk about a boy that you thought might be going to get into trouble when he grew up?
Oh, he's...
What one is the word for probably? What would you say for probably?
Probably.
He's probably going to have trouble.
Mm-hmm.
Or you might, you'd probably say probably, but have you heard apt is not to have trouble?
More than apt.
Yeah, or does that mean probably?
Probably.
Okay.
Same thing.
If you have a good yield, you'd say we raised a big?
Quantity.
All right. What are the trenches called if you cut by a plow?
They're furrow.
Yes. If you got rid of all the brush and trees on the land, what would you say you did?
Cleared it up.
All right. The second cutting of clover or grass, what do you call the old, dry, dead, last grass that's left over on the ground in the spring?
Well, now, that would be the mulch. I'm satisfied this would be the term we'd use. This.
All right. What would you say the wheat's tied up into? If you tie it up.
If it is tied, we call it bundles.
All right, is that the same as a shaft?
Sheaf,
is that the way you say it?
Well, we call it, sheaves. We call it sheaves.
All right. I know that term just in, you know, like in hymns, bringing in the sheaves.
Yeah, sure. Sheaves.
Yeah.
That's